So Jerry, we're in Writer's Square, just in front of St. Anne's Cathedral there, and you have a kind of pile of tents. There's about 10 or so tents across here, and a bit of coal burning in a bin.
Yep.
So what are you up to?
Well, basically, we set up camp here on Friday in Writer's Square. And basically, what it's about is this global movement against the 1%, the movement against corruption of the bankers, the movement against greed. Which really started off in New York and Wall Street, which now spread to over 1,000 cities across the world, and it's now arrived in Belfast. So for us, it's about saying, you know, two things: about support and solidarity with the people all across the world in their struggle against the 1%. But also for us, it's about saying for the people in Northern Ireland, you know, we're fighting for and with the 99% against the 1%, against the, you know, tax evasers, against the people who are looking to cut corporation tax and corporations, and really the rule and greed of corporations, because really that's what this is all about at the end of the day.
So in terms of, and this is obviously the embodiment of Occupy Belfast, or Occupy Cathedral Quarter Belfast, what would you hope to change in Northern Ireland?
Well, a lot of things, to be honest with you. I mean, people in the camp have different ideas, but for me it's essentially what's coming up with the austerity programme. I mean, the austerity programme is going to destroy public services, health, education. It's going to make people make it even harder for people to live. You know, people are struggling to live to make ends meet at the moment, and this austerity programme is actually going to make it even harder for people. So
practically, how will 10 tents in an empty square?
Well, two things. Well, first of all, we only started on Friday, and you know, actually, if you come down, you know, you see a lot of support. People are coming and giving us food, coffee, tea, that kind of thing. So there's a level of support for people. But also, it's not going to be just us in terms of changing society or fighting against the cuts. It's connecting up to all the fight backs happening across there, the fight against health cuts, the fight against education cuts. And for, you know, us, there's a role to play for Occupy and Belfast, but all roads have to lead to November 30th. November 30th, where we're going to have millions of people on strike in Britain, hundreds of thousands of workers on strike in Northern Ireland. So for us, the key thing is connecting it all up, all the struggles against the 1%, against austerity, against corporate greed. So it's I think there's a lot people can do in a campsite like this.
Do you think you're putting much pressure on kind of financial institutions or companies connected with financial institutions?
Yeah, I mean, we had a
protest. Too many. Electoral offices are over there, but you're probably not threatening them
yet. Well, not yet anyway. I mean, we had a protest on Friday at the outside of SNI, which where this occupation was called from. But I mean, it's clear in our activity. I mean, we're trying to relate to people and give people a space where they can come down to, which is the reason why we chose Writer's Square. And really, our message is about taxing the 1%, which I think it does connect them with that global movement, which is aiming their anger, their fire at you know, Wall Street and the London Stock Exchange. So for us, there is a political target. It's the financial institutions, it's the corporations, but it's also Stormont to say, listen, stop bending over backwards to corporations, stop calling for corporation tax to be reduced to 12.5%, and actually make the rich, the 1%, pay up, because people are struggling to live, services are being cut right down to the bone, and crucially there is an alternative, which is why we're out and what we're camping out for. It's why people are out in the rain, why people are out in the freezing cold, because they believe there is an alternative to the programme being pushed from Stormont and Westminster.
So we're kind of standing under your pagoda here, but it's beginning to, the rain's picking up, and last night must have been wild out here.
It was.
Did people actually stay all night in the
people
tent?
People stayed all night in the tent.
You get bravery points for that.
You get bravery points. I don't know what you collect at the end with all the bravery points.
Pneumonia, usually.
Pneumonia or flu or whatever. But no, people did stay the night, and I think it's credit to people. It's credit to what they're standing for.
So you've got, there's obviously support. You've got there's a bit of food here and various things that have been left off.
Yeah.
Any hassle from the council yet in
no,
terms of your occupation?
No, council workers were down earlier just to clean up the area for you from the weekend, from people, you know, being through the city centre, and council workers actually gave us support, and not just the council workers. We have trade unions have been down, you know, from NIPSA, PCS, Unison, Unite, in an individual capacity to say, listen, we support you, fair play to you, and giving us support and solidarity, as well as food and coffee and tea and coal.
So do you expect numbers of kind of campers and people during the day to increase throughout the week?
We do, yeah.
You think you'll be here come the weekend?
I hope so. I think so as well. I mean, people here have said, you know, they're up for staying. They're up for staying the long haul. And also, I mean, the amount of support we're getting from people who can't be here due to work commitments, family commitments, and university and school and college is quite a big level of support. So I think come the next few days, we're going to see more tents pop up, more people coming down, and a bigger support for Occupy Belfast. At the moment, you know, not everybody knows about it, but the people who do know about it are coming down, are supporting us, are saying well done. So I think that's going to grow over the next couple of days.
Really. So anyway, you were kind of protesting, if you like, in front of Invest NI earlier on. Are you going to have more of those kind of
we're talking about it. I mean, the way we operate is we have an assembly every day at 6 o'clock where people say what the next step is. So we have one yesterday.
So hence you're calling for people tonight to turn up at 6.
Yeah, that's the reason why, yeah. Because we want it to be open and democratic and for people to say what to do next. And last night we agreed to do a leaflet drop in the city centre to make a couple of banners as well. We're having one tonight where we're talking about what the next step is. So there's ideas being floated by different people to have protests to target.
So if people want to get involved or want to find out more, where do they go?
Well, go on the Facebook page, Occupy Belfast, or the Twitter page, or come down here. You know, 6 o'clock is the main day, the main time for the assembly, but people can come down any time during the day. There'll be people here to talk to if they want to find out any more information. So I just encourage people to come down and show their support in whatever way they can.
Okay, well, stay safe and warm, and I'll see if you're here in a few days.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.